You've probably seen the outpost off of I-10. It's a black building with a white mural decorated with a big white cross on top. The outpost believes it's on all of us to use our creative forces to push the arts, music, and culture across America, where we can influence progress. For musicians, it just so happens that they make their livelihood by traversing through the U.S. on tour. The Outpost is a way to say thank you for the hustle, the blood, and the sweat and tears that touring bands put in and day out. Here to tell us all about it are Caroline Vasquez and Marisol McNeil. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Hi. Hey. Thanks for having us.
So, Marisol, I understand that you've been with the Outpost since it opened.
Yes, I've been with them for 6 months.
Can you tell us what's happened in those 6 months?
A lot has changed, to say the least, in the 6 months. What you guys know about the Outpost is that we're a sophisticated rest stop for touring artists. And so we're there to give back as much as possible, you know, trying to make it easier for them while they're touring, because sometimes it's not that easy. And We just give back the bare minimum through our brands that we have. So,
yeah. The brands make it all possible.
So tell us about that, because they get to stop in, right? It's a perfect pit stop, too, because it's right off of I-10. Mm-hmm. We know that everybody drives through here. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just need to take a shower or do your laundry or, you know, just the basics. Is that something that bands can do at the Outpost, too?
Well, just to clarify, we don't have showers yet.
Coming soon in January. The Asbury one, so.
Oh, okay. So showers are I take it, a hot commodity.
Oh, it's very much requested.
Yes.
Yeah.
All the time.
We do have laundry facilities on site, so that's definitely number one whenever they run upstairs and they're able to see that. But the store that's filled with all of our brands, including Califia and Revere, a whole bunch others.
Like Health Aid, Rhythm Superfoods, Purely Elizabeth, Cora, mm-hmm. Some of our local brands like Tres Toro, Chuco Relic.
Lalo Alon.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of that is they kind of come through and they can stock up on whatever it is that you all have there. Is that how it works?
Yes.
Pretty much. And then they just have to post on social media using a hashtag, which is Outpost City. So that way anyone that's looking at it, including our bosses and the brands and stuff, see that and it's working. So in a way, that is pretty much the marketing that's like in play.
How do you guys let it be known to bands that the Outpost is there? Because a lot of these bands aren't. Well, actually, I should say most of them aren't from here, right? They're touring bands.
Yeah, a lot of them are touring for the most part, but I guess that's where my other job with Lowbrow Palace comes into play. The firm that works with the Outpost all have really good working relationships with other agencies, so That's how they kind of make it possible as well.
Like outreach and like word of mouth is really what we're trying to create, is that bands will just start like reaching out to us so we can open the facilities for them.
And you guys kind of know, I mean, the touring musician circuit is kind of small when you break it down, right? They all know each other. Once they know that, you know, in El Paso, you're going to play at this venue, you're going to stay at this hotel, you're going to eat here. So the Outpost just kind of probably fits in naturally.
Yeah, it's really funny how it's like less than like a 6 degrees separation. It's almost like 2 degrees, especially in El Paso,
yeah,
which I'm sure everyone's very familiar with. But everybody pretty much kind of knows the same people. Like they'll kind of name drop like, oh, so-and-so from Tricky Falls or from this bar. So it's kind of cool.
Right. Especially. I mean, everybody's going to send them to you, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So how did the idea come about?
So the firm decided to kind of give back. And so this is kind of like their baby. And El Paso is their first location for the Outpost. They want to just kind of give back and create these like places where they can stop while on the road, especially because in El Paso, we're a huge hub for touring artists, mm-hmm. believe it or not, trying to go to like West Coast and other parts of Texas. And
yeah, it's a popular stop. I mean, mm-hmm. you see, you know, Mariah Carey at P.F. Chang's and, you know, Pharrell at the Walmart. And I mean, it makes sense. We're that natural bridge between, you know, if you're going from Austin to Phoenix. And hopefully, eventually, they just stop and play, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it seems like a lot of them do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's when they already have, like, a set date either in El Paso or somewhere close by, like Albuquerque or Phoenix. And sometimes we actually really try to go above and beyond and host, like, actual pop-ups. We had one with Jacob Banks. He was actually our first artist that we hosted.
Mm-hmm. Then Jameson after that.
We had Jameson. We just had Water Parks do like a meet and greet, even though it wasn't like an actual show. It was still very intimate and like a cool experience for those.
So how do those work for somebody that's here locally? And let's say they wanted to go to a meet and greet with an artist. How do they get selected to attend?
We have flyers that are made prior, like a week or two prior to the event.
Yeah, with our graphic designers.
Yeah, and we'll have the artist post, and they just have to RSVP to RSVP at outpostcity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, outpost.city.
So really,
but typically they pretty much have to be a fan.
Right.
There's
it makes,
like no
it
other
makes perfect
way,
sense, yeah, right? If you like Jacob Banks and you follow him, you're going to know that he's having this meet and mm-hmm. greet.
Yeah.
Are you planning to do more of those type things with other artists?
Definitely. Yeah. We see that there's a lot of success behind all these events because we have the product kind of laid out too. So consumers that come in and like attendees are able to like take part in that as well. But we also kind of focus more on like local artists too. We had mm-hmm. one with the Swell Kids in November. I'm sorry, October.
In October, yeah.
And that was really cool. It was the first local band that we had hosted, and it was a pretty good turnout. So the agency really likes that, and we're hoping to continue doing that with more local bands. Mm-hmm.
How does that work on your schedules? Because touring bands aren't on a clock, so it's not like 9 to 5, right?
Not really. Like, we're typically closed on Sundays, and Mardi Soul had to come in yesterday because mm-hmm. Beach Slang had stopped by. So it's kind of like, hey, you're going to be here. And the door's going to be open for them.
How much notice do they give you? I mean, are they driving
sometimes,
by and say, hey?
Sometimes we get it like the night or day yeah. of, and we're like, wait, we weren't expecting anyone to come here today.
We're two ladies. We have yeah. other things to do, but okay, we're going to figure this out. Is that pretty much how it goes?
Yeah, pretty much. Mardi Soul's pretty much like the most calls on like my phone. But no, it's
like,
cool.
Caroline, we have someone coming in today.
Yeah. But
I need help or you need help.
But it's
whatever.
Cool because it definitely works. It shows like the program's working and that we're able to like be hospitable with them, and they're able to, because of like all the work that they're putting in, which
sure.
is pretty much like the mission of Outpost, is that we're able to give back with these brands, that whether it's a coffee.
Yeah, whatever.
And it beats
it is.
Like a 7-Eleven and going to like buy Doritos, you can get some kale chips.
Right.
It's
or
a healthy like alternative. Yeah.
Or just different things. And if you like kombucha, we have Health Aid and tons yeah. of it for them, or Califia or Gaiaki and little things that count, I guess.
So what's been the most random experience that each one of you has had?
Well, we had a band that I like and am fond of, and I wasn't able to work this day. But let's just say that they were very socially awkward, and they
Super.
Were there all day. And poor Mardi Soul was just, like, in the office, like,
sitting there because I just, like, I would try talking to them, and they would, like, look at me, like, what are you doing here? I'm like, oh, I kind of have to be here.
I'm just making sure you're having a good time. Yeah.
So it's kind of a blessing that you were there, because isn't that the worst? You have a band or a hero that you admire, and then they just turned out to be lemons. I mean, what do you do with that?
Yeah.
I just know True. That they were, like, very tired from, like, the road, and I guess they had a show the night before, and they just wanted to chill out and
not
that's,
talk to anyone.
That's
including
typically
you.
What happens. Like, so the way that we go about it is by reading their vibes and things like that. So some bands like literally want to hang out with you the entire visit and play Django with you and do different things. And other bands kind of you socialize with them a little bit. And then
you definitely get a vibe. And
yeah.
you're just like, all right, I'm going to leave you alone.
You make yourself done.
Yeah. Enjoy the products.
You disappear
Let
for
me
like
know
the
when
rest
you're
of the day.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a huge part of it, right? You got to be able to read them, because the last thing
totally.
You want is for them to be uncomfortable
exactly.
in a space that is supposed to be comfortable for
exactly.
them.
Totally.
So you guys get to deal with all the weird vibes.
We do a good job of it, I think.
It seems like you do. I mean, you got the vibe that they didn't want you there. So you're like, all right, I'll be back.
I'll check up on you in a couple of minutes or yeah. in an hour.
Any fun errands that you guys have had to run for any of the bands, or you know,
when,
any weird requests?
Who was it with? It was
Trom or Gold Link.
Oh, Gold Link. So the tour manager wanted to skate, and I took him over to Compound, and I'm friends with the guys, so I texted them saying, like, guys, get ready. Like, they're about to come by, and so they got to check out the store and stuff. So that was pretty cool because they literally, like, built a deck and stuff. So for Drum, we have a studio inside the space. So his DJ actually got to – we heard – it was so cool. Like, I don't know. It was a pretty surreal experience because he was literally, like, playing a beat and, like, doing that all within the space. So, like, seeing that happen was, like, really – really cool.
Do they walk away with those recordings? I mean, none of that stays there. It's like,
no, yeah, it's on their computers. They have to bring that and we provide the rest.
So. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What about nap space? I feel like that's also kind
the
of a
studio is definitely
thing.
Nap city.
Is that couch
population
so
me. No, I'm just kidding.
Like you guys can lock yourselves yeah. in there if you like and you sleep.
Since we don't like house bands here in El Paso, mm-hmm. we do have a lot of like lounging space for them so they can hang out. And sometimes they'll close the door and it's cool because these guys have been driving for hours upon hours and a nap is definitely like essential.
If a band wants to come through, it's really through the agents, right? The booking agencies, and they yeah. kind of have mm-hmm. worked that network. Or if another band tells them about it, mm-hmm. and then Marisol's phone goes off, and one of you guys shows up. That's essentially it.
Pretty much, yeah. That's our job.
All right. Well, now we know. You guys have solved the mystery, I think, for a lot of people of what the heck is that building that went
that
up there?
That black building.
Yeah, that one black yeah. building next to the gas station, which is also very convenient for bands, right?
Totally.
Fill up, hang out, mm-hmm. keep going. All right. Well, thank you guys for solving the mystery of what is the Outpost. Today, my guests have been Caroline Vasquez and Marisol McNeil, who talked to us about the Outpost, the mysterious black building you see off of I-10. Thank you guys for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you.